All right, Alexander, let's do a quick video update on what's going on in Afghanistan. And we have got fighting, skirmishes between Afghanistan, Taliban forces, and Iranian forces. What is going on here?
This is a very difficult and confusing situation. There's clearly been quite heavy clashes on the Iranian-Afghan border. It seems that the Iranians have deployed heavy troops, troops with heavy weapons to the border. The Taliban have been rushing some of that vast amount of US equipment they've captured, including Humvees, apparently, to the border to try to hold off the Iranians. It seems the Taliban captured a Iranian border post. The Iranians seem to be in the process of recovering it. We don't quite know exactly what's happened or why this flare-up has taken place, but it shows how volatile the situation between Iran and Afghanistan is. There's been some suggestion that what happened was that Iranian troops entered into Afghanistan in pursuit of some drug traffickers, it's possible, and that the Taliban overreacted, and that this is what has led to the fighting. But most indications are that the Iranians are trying to calm the situation and have suggested talks with the Taliban in order to try and look for a way out. What I would say is that all of this fighting on the border is taking place alongside a gathering economic catastrophe in Afghanistan. It's been cut off from financial help from the United States. The US was essentially bankrolling the entire Afghan economy. It's cut off all that aid. The country is rapidly, apparently, collapsing into famine conditions. And of course, there's also an ongoing war within Afghanistan between the Taliban and, ISIS-K, who apparently are getting stronger in Afghanistan. So the whole situation is looking increasingly unstable. Nobody quite knows what's going to happen, but it seems that the Iranians, at least, are already preparing to take strong steps to contain any fallout from whatever situation happens in Afghanistan itself.
Is the Taliban going to make it, do you think? I mean, are they, is it a viable option for them to be governing, medium to long term, or are they just kind of a short term fix as Afghanistan moves to a transition? And if they are a short term fix, I mean, obviously ISIS-K is not going to be the people governing Afghanistan. So who is it? Who comes in? Does the US go back in? Is it China, Russia, who?
No, the
Pakistan?
US
What?
will not the US will not go back in. The Russians and the Chinese have clearly ruled that out. They're the dominant people in the neighborhood. What they've both been telling the Taliban is, look, you can't govern by yourself. You're not able to govern by yourself. You don't have the technical skills. You don't have the support across the whole of Afghan society to do it. You haven't really a plan to take Afghanistan forward. What you've got to do is to negotiate with the various other parties in Afghanistan, obviously not ISIS-K. You've got to come to some kind of agreement with them, set up a government which we can recognize, because we can't recognize the government you've created at the moment. And when that happens, we will provide you with economic aid. We're providing some humanitarian assistance at the moment, but we're not prepared to provide you with full range economic aid, because realistically, we don't think you can use it.
What about the internal situation in Afghanistan? We haven't really done a follow-up since the debacle of the Biden pullout. Things are bad in Afghanistan with the Taliban governing. But what does this mean for migrant flows? Are we looking at another migrant disaster in Europe to take place? What's going on here?
Absolutely, that's exactly what we're looking at. Because, of course, what's going to happen is, as the Afghan economy collapses, as war continues there, lots and lots of people are going to want to leave. And where are they going to go? Well, they're not going to go to the United States, because the United States is far away. The Russians won't take them. The Chinese definitely won't take them. So they're going to be starting to head towards Europe. And we're not talking about a few thousand people, like I think it was a camp of about 2,000 people we saw on the Belarus-Polish border. We are talking about millions of people, and we're talking about something on a much bigger scale than anything we've seen up to now. And those people are going to start moving in the spring after the snows melt, after the roads become unblocked. We're going to see a vast flow, vast refugee flow from Afghanistan heading towards Europe. All the educated people will want to leave. Lots of the poorer people will want to leave also because they're eking out their lives and their famine conditions are going to hurt them. And they're going to start moving westward. They're going to start moving towards the magnet, which is Europe. And Europe has not made any preparations at all about what it's going to do when that happens.
Yeah, but why does Europe have to take them? I mean, and what are the countries that they're going to be entering through first? What do you think are going to be the first countries?
Firstly, it will be the Central Asian states, Pakistan, Iran, and Turkey, and they will be moving through those states, through Turkey specifically, towards Europe. That's where it's going to come from. What the Europeans need to do, unless they want to see Turkey and all these other places carrying the burden, and you know the extent to which the Turks can continue to carry the burden in this situation is becoming debatable. What they need to do is to come together with the Russians, the Chinese, to form some kind of economic package to try and stabilize, work with the Russians and the Chinese to try to stabilize the situation in Afghanistan, talk to the Taliban, try to get this new government set up there. The Taliban are not ruling that out. And I think some of the people amongst the Taliban have gradually come to understand that they can't run Afghanistan in the way that they briefly did in the 90s. So I think that they're, one would be pushing to some extent on an open door there. But it effectively means working with the Russians and the Chinese in order to stabilize the situation in Afghanistan. Of course, European leaders just don't want to do that. They're just blind to these realities. And come June, July, August, you know, they could find tens of millions of people knocking on their door. And then, of course, European law, international humanitarian law, largely shaped in Europe, says that if any refugee arrives on your territory, you can't deport them or send them back. You've got to start considering their application for refugee status, which could take years. In each individual case, but multiply that by millions, and you can get a sense of the scale of the problem.
Right. So you're saying that van der Leyen should act proactively and reach out diplomatically to Russia and to China and to Pakistan and to Turkey and to come up with a plan which will stop and prevent a refugee crisis while stabilizing Afghanistan. Ursula von der Leyen to show this type of leadership.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the phrase that you always say, Alexander? If I have a bridge to sell you.
Well, that's right. I mean, if you were a statesman, if you're a politician, if you were running a real country, if you're really responsible to your electorate, if you had two grey cells to rub together, that is what you would be doing. Because to be absolutely clear, from a European Union's point of view, this is the biggest crisis on the horizon. I mean, it really is. I mean, you know, the test of statesmanship is to be able to look forward, see the problem as it's coming, and deal with it. Well, of course, we're talking about Ursula von der Leyen. So, I mean, you know, she's not going to deal with it. And I'm afraid come the summer 2022, when probably all sorts of other problems will be, burgeoning up as well. Well, at that point, you know, we can have a very interesting situation on Europe's borders indeed. We'll see.
They'll just blame it on Russia, I'm sure. Anyway, all right.
Oh, of course they will. I mean, Russia orchestrating the refugee flows, weaponizing refugee flows again. Of course, that's what they will say. Doesn't solve the problem, though.
You know, well, why should they engage in statesmanship and leadership? That's what van der Leyen's saying. Well, why should I do all of that?
Well, she's not elected. Yeah. She's not elected. So, I mean, she can say that she's not accountable to anybody. So she can just say, as you rightly said, if you imagine her taking these proactive steps, acting like a real leader, well, then, as I said, as you correctly said, I have a bridge to sell you because it's all going to happen.
Yeah. And destabilization may actually be the goal at the end of the day anyway. So,
oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. TheDuran.locals.com, everybody. Odyssey, BitChute, Rumble, and SuperU. Find us there and go to the Duran Shop. 10% off. Use the code GOODDAY. 10% off all merch on the Duran Shop. Take care.